But he, look what the scripture says. As believers, this is verse 7. As believers, you know his great worth. You know his great worth. I want you to hear this now. Hallelujah. You know his great worth. Indeed, his preciousness is imparted to you. What is imparted to you? His preciousness. Hallelujah. His preciousness is imparted to you. Hallelujah. I want to get there in my Bible. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builder rejected and discarded has now become what? Just because he came unto his own. Am I right? The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Is that right? And the Word was with God. Yeah? And the Word was God. Huh? And the Word was made what? Flesh. And dwelt among him. But let me look at something here. Let me get to my scripture here. See, all I didn't have this in my notes, but you listen to this. It say, in the beginning was the Word. Right? And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Same in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that is made. In him was what? Life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth where? In darkness. And darkness did what? Comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same in the beginning, same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. That light, that all men through him might believe. Now watch it. He was not that light, talking about John, but was sent to bear witness of the true light. That true light which lighteth every man that what? Cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and without, and the world knew him not. Here we go. He came to his own. What happened? He came to his own, and his own did what? Received him not. And just because they didn't receive him, they rejected him, he yet became the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say he yet became the chief cornerstone. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want to back up for a minute because you got to get this. See, when you believe, something happened to you. There was something done for you. And there was something precious by God that he did for you. So when you believe, hallelujah, just like Jesus is precious to God, all that Jesus is, now listen to these words, all that Jesus is before God, think about what he is before God. You don't know it all, but you know some of it. All that Jesus is before the Father has now been transferred into our account. And we stand before the Father in the preciousness of his Son. You are as precious to God as Jesus Christ is. What did Jesus say when he finished his work? He said, Father, glorify me again. With the same glory I had with you before the foundation of the world. Glorify me again. What happened to him? God glorified him and put him where? At his right hand. God wants you to understand that you are as precious to him as Jesus. And he had put everything Jesus is in an account you can draw from. And this is why he said, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow up and may grow and learn. And you will know who you are. You know that you're in this world, but there is no devil can stop you. You're in this world, there is no demon can stop you. You're in this world, but there is no financial burden can come upon you and overtake you. There's no disease out there can take you out when you feed on this word and grow up, become who he is. We are a powerhouse. We are a powerhouse in this earth. There's no one, nobody, nowhere like us, the body of Christ. I'm gonna say it again. There is no one nowhere. They try to make you think. This is why Satan does all the stuff he does, trying to blow himself up and make himself look bad, but he's a little old bully, have been whipped. And when you know who you are, hallelujah, when you know how to use the weapon that have been afforded you, then you know how to call his hand. Yeah, you do. You know how to stop him with his own slot. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? The Lord said it's time for the church, all of us, to grow up and take our place. Hallelujah. Grow up and become mature saints of the living God. Hallelujah. Because we got a weapon, or we have some weapon that's been afforded us. The enemy can't handle. Hallelujah. What is one of those weapons? Let me read it to you. Hallelujah. I'll get there in a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I want to tell you who you are. Glory to God. And a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock they trip over. They rejected the word of God. Now they are stumbling over it, and they're tripping over it. Hallelujah. That's the word of God.